Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Illinois is not known for maple syrup. The state output is around 1,800 gallons a year. Compare that with 500,000 gallons in Vermont. But as Lisa Brautz discovers, the sap flows just fine, thank you, in Urbana, in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
A couple of years ago, one of my neighbors, Sam, with some help and encouragement from a few other neighbors, decided it was time for an experiment. It was getting toward the end of winter, the way we're sort of getting toward the end of winter now, and this was his idea. Let's tap as many sugar maple trees in the neighborhood as we can, with permission, of course, and see if we can make some maple syrup. If we have enough, Sam said, we can have a big pancake breakfast in somebody's driveway this spring and invite a bunch of people, and it'll be really cool. The neighborhood, even then, was accustomed to Sam's enthusiasm for projects and experiments, so we watched as Sam tapped the trees volunteered by property owners in the area. We watched for a number of weeks as the clear plastic jugs he'd attached to the trees filled with sap, and we watched as he collected the sap and rolled it back to his house in his daughter's wagon. Some of us took photos of the various steps in this process, and some of us even helped him out from time to time. I think some neighbors sort of thought that when you tap the tree, syrup comes out. It's not what happens, of course. Sap needs to be boiled down to its syrupy goodness, and it takes a lot of sap to make syrup. Those 5-gallon jugs that Sam was hauling back to his house, each one would boil down into about 1/4 quart of syrup. 1/4 quart! That would last, 2 waffle sundaes at my house, max? Syrup making is also not exactly the kind of project you do on your stovetop, either. Sam's house is behind our house, and it seemed like every time I looked out our back door window, Sam was stirring the sap, which he had going in a huge cauldron over a fire in his yard. He was almost completely obscured by huge, billowing clouds of smoke and steam as he stirred. It seemed like a crazy amount of work for so little in return, but really, it was a true labor of love. While Sam gathered sap and boiled it down and bottled it, the rest of the neighborhood waited, mostly patiently, for spring to really show up. And when it did, we had a potluck pancake breakfast, just as Sam had predicted, in our neighbors Ryan and Sarah's driveway. Many people came, friends and neighbors who hadn't seen each other in several months, as well as friends of those friends and people new to the neighborhood. We laid the tables end to end in the driveway, covered them with newspaper, and got down to the business of eating. I loved the reactions to Sam's extremely local homemade syrup and the labels on the bottles. One said 18 gallons of sap, please use mindfully, which isn't something you either read or are asked to do every day in our current culture. Some of the attendees were very tentative tasting the syrup. I mean, Illinois is not known for its maple syrup production, and I'm sure some people thought it might taste weird, but that didn't last long. There were between 30 and 40 very happy maple syrup lovers seated at the tables that day. Sam's experiment was a success, but it wasn't the last we'd heard from him about it. Fast forward to today. Sam's experiment now has new life as the Prairie Sugar Collective. Many of those friends and neighbors who watched Sam's crazy experiment 2 years ago are now working together to make more syrup. You know, it's also kind of funny to me that as big box stores consider reducing the amount of the bad stuff in processed food to make those foods healthier, the Prairie Sugar Collective will be processing a single raw ingredient, sap, down to its essence, syrup. There's nothing to be removed except water because nothing was added in the first place. There are other goals for the group besides the production of syrup, too. The group is about educating anyone who's interested, not just active participants, about the process that goes into transforming a raw material that's available right here, literally in our backyards, into something edible and tasty. It's also about sharing the workload because making syrup is quite labor-intensive and there are lots of ways to divide up the tasks. I know I'm looking forward to my time in the sugar shack on the chilly days this early spring for sure. But mostly, the Prairie Sugar Collective is about doing something fun and productive as a group during a usually dreary and not so productive time of year that comes to a delicious ending right as we're getting our gardens into the ground. So, what'll it be? Waffles or pancakes?
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu.